Welcome to Better Questions, the podcast where we wrestle with hard questions and seek to ask better ones. The question is a simple yet, oh no, my notifications, oh no. All right, do not disturb. I'm leaving this in, you know? Why does a podcast got to be all shiny? It's conversation. Leave this in. All right. I am on do not disturb. Let me get back to it. Our question this week is a simple one, yet a complex one. It's a short question, again, by Josh. Josh, thanks for the great questions. And it is the question, where is God? That's it. Nothing else. Where is God? This is a really, really good question. I'm reminded of the quote by David Brenner, who said, "We're already totally in the presence of God. What's missing is awareness." Yeah. Let that sink in. This is an interesting question. I think I've been thinking about a week how to approach it because, you know, I would love to be able to give people a GPS location. But the answer is a little bit more complicated. And I think the better question, in some ways, is not just where is God, but wrestling with the reality of like, well, where is God not? Are there spaces that he does not occupy? And what does it mean to say that God is in all places at once? What does it mean to say that he is omnipresent? You know, because I think a lot of the human questions we ask are, well, where is God in all the pain? Right? I think recently about a really sad reality about a child who was born with cancer. Where is God in that mystery? Where is God in the difficult and the pain? And those are all really good questions. And so the way I wanted to approach this is from maybe more of a bird's eye view and ask through the lens of the Trinity, because I think this is going to help us frame this and talk about it in a way that's hopefully helpful. So first we begin with God the Father. We actually see all throughout the scriptures that God the Father is described as being God who is in heaven, right? We have the God of heaven. Heaven is called the house of God. In fact, Isaiah 66, God himself says, "Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool." Think about that for a second. Heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. There are countless other instances where we see this, that God's residence is in heaven, his own words. He says he promises that his promises will rain down bread from heaven. This is, you know, for the sake of the Israelites. And then revealing in the Ten Commandments, God says to Moses, "Tell the Israelites this, you have seen for yourselves that I've spoken to you from heaven." And then after the Exodus, the Hebrew prophets repeatedly would say, "Hear their prayers from heaven," right? There was a sort of a confidence in God's location being that of heaven. Think about Jesus' prayer. "Our Father who art in heaven." Okay? So what does that mean? What does it mean that God is in heaven? We're going to come back to that. God the Son. The second part of the Trinity, the second person of the Trinity. Let me rephrase that. God is on earth in Jesus, right? From heaven to earth. God in the incarnation becomes fully human, and yet somehow in the mystery is still fully God. This is why Jesus is called Emmanuel, which means God with us. His presence, his literal physical presence here on earth. He eats food like we do. He drinks water like we do. He needs sleep and rest. He was a particular person in a particular time, in a particular place, in a particular place in the world. But he's not just human. He was conceived from the Holy Spirit, right? He was fully God in the flesh and yet still fully divine. And so we see this all throughout the New Testament, right? The Bible tells us Jesus lived among us, died for our sins, resurrected 3 days later, and then what? Ascended into heaven to do what? To sit at the right hand of God the Father. So here we go. again, we have locale of where God is. He's in heaven. And yet we have Jesus who is on earth, which maybe raises the question, why would God come to earth as a human being at all? Well, Jesus tells us to save people from their sin. God became human in part to bring salvation, to be a fulfillment of the old covenant in the new covenant, to be our propitiation, to be our mediator between us and God so that we could be made right. So there's so much here. Okay, a lot to unpack. A couple things in this. The Bible says that Jesus clearly lived on earth, but also that he literally died. Okay? He physically died. But the good news is he did not remain dead, right? Because he was resurrected. And he even spent time on earth for his resurrection speaking to the disciples before he was ascended and taken up to heaven. And that's not the end of the story, right? Because the Bible tells us that Christ will appear a second time, that the Lord will come back down from heaven and we will be with the Lord forever. And we are now in that space, fitting that we're in Advent right now. We're in that space of waiting for that return. So how does all this help us in the present? Well, then we get to the third part of the Trinity, God the Spirit. God is everywhere. You see, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he promised that he would not leave believers entirely alone. But for the disciples, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all the things and remind you of everything I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit, which is God, okay, the person of the Holy Spirit, the final person of the Trinity, after Jesus' death, is sent as a source of strength, direction and comfort in our troubled world. Christians believe that through the Spirit, God will guide us as we go. I want to read Psalm 139, 7 through 10. We see that the Holy Spirit is present everywhere, both earth and in heaven. It says, "Where can I go from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there you will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast." You see, we see the Spirit as one who is present everywhere. It's active, loving, guiding, and protecting his people. So what does the Spirit do then? The Spirit guides us into all truth, gives us gifts of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and might, and the knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 30:21 says, "Whether you turn to the right or the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'That's the way, walk in it.'" And Jesus told his disciples that they would know God the Spirit, for he lives with you and will be in you. So here it is. Which is it? Is it God in heaven? Is God on earth? Is God within us? The answer is yes. He's not merely in heaven. He is here. He's participating in our lives, whether or not we recognize it. Okay? But God has not abandoned us. And that's why I want to return to that quote in the beginning. What did I say? I said from David Benner, "We are totally in the presence of God. What's missing is awareness." And so wherever you're at in your journey, whether you feel distant from God, whether you're grieving something difficult or painful, whether you are feeling the zeal and the excitement of a time of worship, or wherever you're at in your journey, the presence of God is here. It's near. You know, I think to like times where we pray, "Lord, bring your presence down," or "Lord, we want to invite you into this room, into this space." And I think the heart behind that prayer is good. It's a posture of saying, "Lord, we are submitting to your will." But the reality is God's presence is already here. It's our awareness that we need to find and attune to God himself, to say, "Yes, God is here. Where can I see him at work? And how can I participate in the work that he is doing. Josh, great question. Keep them coming. I've got a few more of yours that we'll tackle in the coming weeks. If you have a question, send it to betterquestions@easemister.org. We are in season 2 and having a blast. Look forward to seeing you next week. Grace and peace.